This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach Wednesday agreed with President-elect Donald Trump's unsubstantiated assertion that ballots cast by non-citizens cost him the popular vote. That's no surprise. Trump's assertion sounds like something that could have come from the secretary. And as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, a highly publicized photo op with the president-elect has brought speculation about what Kobach would be whispering in Trump's ear if he's picked to be a member of the cabinet.
When a photojournalist zoomed in on Chris Kobach's national security outline for a meeting with the president-elect, it became national news and a joke on late-night TV.
When Kobach met with Trump, something tells me he came prepared with a strategic plan for the first 365 days. And by something tells me, I mean this picture where he's clearly holding his strategic plan for the first 365 days.
Here's what we saw. No more Syrian refugees. Reinstate tracking of, quote, aliens from high-risk areas and bring back the registry of those who enter and exit the country, a program Kobach designed while an advisor to then-Attorney General John Ashcroft after 9/11. Kobach's to-do list hasn't changed much in over a decade, except to add stricter voter ID laws. I reached out many times to the secretary for this story, but no response, though he did talk to reporters this week in Topeka after certifying the recent election results.
In Kansas, where we've done the research in part because of court cases. In one county, 30 aliens registered or attempted to register, and some of those aliens voted.
And while he didn't actually have evidence of that, he certified the election anyway. 50 years old, Kobach is the son of a Topeka car salesman with degrees from Harvard, Oxford, and Yale. In his two terms as Secretary of State, he's transformed the administrative job of supervising elections, registering businesses, and watching over cemeteries into a lightning rod for debate over immigration and voting rules. Kobach wrote some of the most controversial laws in the country, including the hotly debated SB 1070. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio enforced that law, and at a packed rally when Kobach was campaigning for Secretary of State in 2010, Arpaio touted how he was arresting and detaining immigrants.
Took away their cigarettes, took away their coffee, put them on chain gangs. I'm an equal opportunity incarcerator, so I put the women on the chain gang.
Kobach also was among the first in the country to require proof of citizenship for voter registration and the first Secretary of State to be able to prosecute voter fraud, all driven by his long-lasting mission to address illegal immigration.
I want Kansas to be, to stopping voter fraud, what Arizona is to stopping illegal immigration. The state that's out there in front, the state that other states look to and imitate.
In a string of lawsuits reflecting his expansive view of state powers, Kobach has so far unsuccessfully argued that Kansas can make its own voter registration laws. But courts have ruled that the federal Voter Registration Act takes precedence. UMKC law professor Doug Linder warns Kobach's efforts have worked in other ways nonetheless.
He has attracted attention to this by Republicans across the country as a potential tool for depressing the vote, and I think it has been successful in that respect.
Linder also suggests a states' rights philosophy like Kobach's could be extended to what state law does in environmental, gun law, and other areas. Over the years, Kobach's detractors have said he spends too much time writing and litigating laws outside of Kansas. Kelly Arnold, a longtime friend and chair of the Kansas Republican Party, is rooting for him.
Just like all of us, we all have our own hobbies and activities. I like to go to K-State football games. He's out there trying to provide a service to other governments, the cities, the states. You know, it's a passion of his.
Leonard Zeskin of the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights says that passion has led Kobach to ally himself with groups that promote racism and hate. Kobach has worked, for example, at the Federation for American Immigration Reform, founded by a man who's espoused white nationalist rhetoric. He shared a stage with Holocaust deniers and nativists. Zeskind suggests Kobach wants to go back to a time before the protections of civil rights law.
Whatever position he is nominated to, he is sure to enact the most regressive policies that agency has ever had.
Chris Kobach is, if nothing else, a polarizing politician. His boy-next-door affability and his debate skills have won him many admirers. Others see him as an ambitious opportunist, a critique that's always rolled off his back. It's likely a combination of those two that might land him a job high up in the Trump administration. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.